Prince Albert, an exercise in healing for family and friends of Boden Umfervel, concluded with an awareness and memorial walk Saturday in Prince Albert. The walk featured the symbolism of blue handprints and signs remembering Umfervel. On Thursday and Friday, members of Umfervel's family were at the Prince Albert Legion working on a project that investigated experiences of overprotection or underprotection by police. The project is by a team of researchers from the University of Saskatchewan. Julie Kay, an associate professor at the University of Saskatchewan, explained the researchers have been holding art space workshops. Thursday was for close family and intimate relations, and the second day was a wider workshop. Over the last couple of days, we've done some painting of some rocks and things to memorialize both Boden as well as other loved ones, creating some of these t-shirts, and some paintwork, Kay said. The university has had similar research events before in Saskatoon, and Kay said each one looks a little different. For this event, the idea for the walk came from Umfervel's family. The family wanted to memorialize the passing of Boden and to memorialize his killing, Kay explained. What they really wanted was to be able to host a walk. The project is part of a wider project on racialized policing in the province. The larger project is under the direction of Professor Scott Thompson. He has worked on a lot of data collection in terms of using practices around street checks and carding, Kay said. He has a large data set of what he's collected. Kay then takes the data and leads the community-based work, like the work with Umfervel's family. She said it tries to connect what they see in policing data and what police are saying and documenting. They then connect that to community experiences. Part of the question is what relationship community would like to see with police moving forward, she said. Kay and Thompson wrote a report on carding practices. The report focuses specifically on Saskatoon and includes findings from their workshops. Kay explained that this was the second workshop of this type they had done. The researchers also held other workshops with families of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Chase Sinclair has been advocating for Umfervel ever since the incident and his death 15 months ago. Sinclair said he is not a bloodline relative, but the pair were brothers. I grew up with him since I was a kid, Sinclair said. Umfervel was arrested on April 1, 2023, and Umfervel was taken off life support about 3 weeks later. A news release from the Saskatchewan Serious Incident Response Team, SIRT, said Umfervel was one of three people in a vehicle police pulled over. Although the car had been reported stolen, according to police, one of the people inside was the registered owner. Prince Albert police used stun guns, collapsible batons and pepper spray during the arrest, according to SIRT. The SIRT report has not been released. PAPS members stopped the vehicle Umfervel was riding in at 2:23 a.m. on April 1 in the 1100 block of 13th Street West. Witnesses report Umfervel was in the driver's seat of the vehicle. Sinclair said the 2 days before the walk were about healing. On Thursday, that was the most specific thing that happened, according to Sinclair. He said that they were able to talk about what happened in a safe space. We were just able to release some feelings, so it was healing in a sense, and we definitely need that. We need to continue needing that, which is why we need this closure of something so that we can put a staple in it and then just move on with life. But we're not there yet. Apparently, we're 2 years away, Sinclair said. He said it was great to be able to get together because that does not happen often. He said that the second day was for youth and educating them on how to interact with law enforcement. He said that people who come from disadvantaged backgrounds are labeled as criminals. We are hurt people. We didn't deserve to live in this world, that we were just born into it. So, we have the tools out here to do what we can with it, and this is what it is, Sinclair said. He said that actions like that are what Umfervel would have done. Sinclair explained that he has served time but has now taken advantage and begun to work to help the community. But instead, I went to school and I'm making a difference with this. I'm finishing my social work degree this year and I'm going to keep fighting for our people, he said. The symbolism for the walk and the art-based project was blue handprints. Sinclair explained that he had permission to use the handprint symbol from Advocates for MMIWG. He added that blue is both a symbol of male color and a color that symbolizes police. Law is kind of associated with the blue police, and also the handprint is already iconic, and so there are indigenous men that are murdered and missing at the same rate as indigenous women, except it's out in the open and nobody's doing anything about it, and that's why we are here, Sinclair said. At the site where the incident happened, Sinclair made a speech about the incident. Sinclair then delivered a fern with special symbolism to Deputy Police Chief Farika Prince at the main Prince Albert Police Station. At each stop, there was a drum group who played and an opportunity to smudge. The walk began at the Gateway Mall and then went up 2nd Avenue and crossed the street, ending up at River Street. From there it went down to the place where the incident happened on 13th Street West. At the location, the group left a memorial of the painted rocks from the workshop. Because of the heat of the day, the people who returned on the walk were gradually picked up as they made their way back. The walk was supposed to start at the Prince Albert Legion, but the group was forced to change venues after being asked to leave by the Legion. We just got removed from a Legion. We got kicked out of our last building that we were at, and they said that we have to get out because we're, the Legion, not supporting anybody that talks against the police, Sinclair said. He explained that he is advocating because he wants better futures for youth. Kids are coming up in this world behind us, and it could be them getting killed. It could be them incarcerated for things that they didn't do. It could be them not getting the proper supports in the community, Sinclair said. He said that it is not just law enforcement but the entire community that needs to understand. He pointed to underrepresentation in healthcare and inequities in the education system. We come here to urbanize, and everybody already has a stereotype of the bad Indian or the bad this or the bad that. We need to fix that. We just need to be community outside of color, outside of culture, and just love each other. That's what this is about, building love, building a community, Sinclair said. Sinclair said that people are afraid to speak out and gave the example of friends who were not present for the walk. Why isn't there anybody here? Why doesn't the community care that people are being jailed every day for things that they didn't do or things that we could prevent? Where is the restorative justice, Sinclair said. He added that it was the community that could fix the issue, and it was not just a Prince Albert problem but a problem across Canada. When the community is whole, then maybe then another city will follow, and then another city, and then it expands, Sinclair said. Sinclair described Umferville as a protector and leader who had his life cut short. He had potential, and he would have been a beacon for this community. He would have been a beacon of hope, a chance to change. Kay expressed the same sentiments about Umferville. One of the things I heard a lot about Bowden over the last few days is that he was a protector, and so part of the idea is also we've got a lot of little ones that will be around, and we're creating spaces to protect them moving forward, Kay said. The workshops were funded by the Saskatchewan Human Rights Commission and the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada Explore Grant. Michael.Alexon@paherald.sk.ca